3 years of down markets have thrown the equilibrium of many investments out of whack. That could mean it's time to rebalance, to return to the mix of stocks, bonds, and cash that makes the most sense for an investor's goals. Takes a strong stomach, though, because rebalancing usually means you have to sell your winners and shift money into the very sectors that are lagging. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Investment returns are cyclical, as the last few years have proven. Peter DiTeresa, a senior analyst with the mutual fund tracking firm Morningstar, says various sectors go in and out of favor all the time. And that's a strong argument for diversifying.
For instance, in 1999, growth was going great guns. In 2000 and 2001, value stocks were doing well. More recently, it's really been bonds that have done well. They all tend to perform differently at different times. The idea is that by combining them, you can smooth out the ride and still get good long-term returns.
But investors can't choose their asset mix once and then forget about it. That's because the proportions are always changing. Take the case of a middle-aged investor saving for retirement. A few years ago, his asset mix might have been 60% stocks and 40% bonds. By now, with stocks declines, his bond holdings could be worth more than his stocks. DiTeresa says it's time to sell some bonds and buy stocks until the investor's original asset mix is restored.
What that forces you to do, which is a terrific discipline for investors, is essentially to sell high to take money out of what's doing well and buy low. It's that kind of rebalancing that, along with creating the stability, helps you to capture some of those gains and to buy your other investments on the cheap.
It may seem counterintuitive, but Steve Butler, who heads Pension Dynamics Corporation, says rebalancing is a time-tested approach to investing.
It takes nerves of steel to sell a winner and buy a loser. But statistically, rebalancing on an annual basis will actually add about one full percentage point per year to your rate of return. And this can represent a huge additional amount of money over a, say, 20, 30, or 40-year period of time.
And, says Butler, sticking close to your original investment goals through rebalancing ensures investors follow what he calls the path of minimum regret, with few wild swings up or down.
You'll wind up with a composite result that looks more like a straight line when you really look at your statement over time and see how a combination of all of your investments have performed.
In contrast, says Butler, a portfolio that shows a lot of volatility has probably been chasing last year's winners, a strategy he says rarely succeeds over the long term. Right now, discount broker Schwab is running a promotion. A flat $95 fee gets you a rebalanced portfolio. Butler says if you need the help, then it's probably money well spent.
But the average person who just takes a big deep breath and plunges ahead can accomplish as much as any advisor can help them with, and they'll have the $95 to spend on a nice dinner out.
Any number of investment books or websites can help you get started. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.